What you can see is the actual physical remains of the work. You can see on the edges of the tunnel here these scratches and pick marks. And I think they are actually pick marks. What's interesting about the tunnel is its shape. It's a lot wider at the top than at the bottom. You can see the sides sloping in and described as coffin-shaped. Presumably, the wideness at the top relates to the ease of work. You need a bit more space at the top than the bottom.
It's not safe for us to go in unaccompanied. But you can look inside the entrance of the tunnel and get a sense of just how harsh the conditions must have been at the time of the Romans.
I mean, given the narrowness, I shouldn't think you'd have been able to get any animals in here to help you with dragging that material out, so it probably would have all been human power.
The people working in the mines, actually doing the hard physical work, it would have been a hard life for them, there's no doubt about that. We're not entirely sure of their status, but one suspects some have been coerced into working here. In the Roman world was based upon slavery, so it's fairly certain here there would have been slaves working here, captured people who were captured during the conquest.
I think we have to imagine a situation in which there were individuals who were effectively conscripted, taken away from their homes, they were perhaps at risk in their home area. What do you do with them? Well, one way is to put them into the mines. Convicts would be another one. Condemnation to the mines is a well-known punishment, and I don't think we should necessarily avoid the notion of there being slaves as well, because that's the sort of evidence we have from elsewhere in the Roman world.
The miners were in search of quartz. Quartz containing tiny amounts of the treasure they were ultimately seeking. Gold.
What we know about Roman geological understanding is dependent on a number of authors and obviously archaeological physical remains. But at a site like this, you've only got to look at these anticlines, the presence of substantial quartz areas plus black pyritic shale, to realise that it would have been very easy for individuals who had a basic grasp to know where to go for their initial exploitation.
If we take a look at the next tunnel, known as Upper Roman Adit, we'll get an even clearer idea of the way in which these workers were treated and the methods the Romans used for extracting the gold.